This would be the Drysdale Vignette Christmas Legends 1. 3, 2, 1. Legends abound about the origin of the Christmas tree, but facts are in short supply. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. I'll have some thoughts after this. 3, 2, 1. Nothing in connection with Christmas is more popular than the Christmas tree. Its origin is obscure, lost in the mazes of antiquity. Some folklorists think that it had to do with the worship or invocation of the spirit of vegetation and relate it to other ceremonial trees such as the maypole or St. John's tree around which the people danced at the summer solstice. Some associate it with the story of St. Boniface, Winifred of Crediton, an English missionary in Germany in the 8th century. He is said to have cut down on Christmas Eve a sacred oak beneath which human sacrifices had been offered. As it fell, a young fir tree seemed to appear miraculously beyond it, and this, unstained with blood, the saint proposed as a sign or emblem of the new faith. Others connect the Christmas tree with an old legend about a marvelous transformation of nature at the birth of our Lord, when the rivers flowed with wine and the trees blossomed in the midst of ice and snow. With this legend may be associated a custom in Austria where boughs of cherry, pear, and hawthorn trees are gathered early in December and put in water or wet sand indoors, that they may blossom at Christmas. Akin to this may be what we read in London in the 15th century when holly, ivy, and bay were made into a standard form or tree. Half a century later, a tree of gold appeared in a Christmas pageant presented before King Henry VIII. I'm Art Drysdale.